Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. Coming to you on this Thursday here, really quick, with a wash, rinse, and repeat episode. And I'm not talking laundry or dishes here, two things that I'm terrible at and really don't put a lot of effort into. We're talking habits in terms of eating and training, you guys. And literally, the five things I would tell somebody if I saw them on the street or I only had like 2 minutes to talk to them to help them be as successful as possible. If you guys are on YouTube, welcome. Thank you guys for watching. Again, if you guys are not subscribed to the YouTube page, just type in Jeremy Scott Fitness on YouTube. We have over 720 videos there. All the podcasts, all the Instagram stuff is now loaded there among our Q&A series, a lot of mobility drills, full kind of Metcon flows, finishers, all the fat loss fun stuff you guys like. So subscribe and 100% free for you guys. So enjoy. Today's episode, I did a check-in today with one of our athletes, and we're just... You know, we go in, we ask them, you know, how they're eating, how they're training, how they're feeling. And this is, one of our athletes here, been around for a long time, high profile guy, busy with his career, a lot of projects, big money, big stress, has kids, has a lot of social obligations for work, meetings and stuff to go to, just like a lot of you guys listening to this. And I just asked him how he's eating. And he said, you know, not super great, you know, sliding back a little bit, having some struggles and some things going on. And, I know how tough it is for you guys. I really do. I have empathy for you, for the obligations you have and the positions sometimes you guys are put in and things you have to do with travel and different work obligations. I see it with my wife as well. All the, you know, she works, you know, for a corporate hotel chain. And so for her, they get, you know, the five-star treatment, free food, free drinks. And it's all like real high quality stuff. And she snaps me the photos of it and it would be really, really hard for me to turn it down. Like I said, I could be 300 pounds easily, especially when it's the really good stuff, let alone all the cheap shit that I like. I mean, I go to the grocery store and I see they have Captain Crunch for $2 and Cinnamon Toast Crunch for $1.50. And I'm like, man, I could easily crush two boxes and not even remotely be full. So that's the life that I'm living. So keeping my inner fat kid suppressed deep, deep down. My point of me sharing this is I just rattled off really five quick things for him. And him and I have talked before in depth, and he knows, you know, what to do and what's going on. And if you guys want to hear this really, you know, broken down in great detail, listen to the podcast we did earlier last year titled Why Eating Right is So Hard. Because it is. It's a battle you guys have to win, you know, two, three, four times a day, every single day for the rest of your life. However many times a day you eat, you have to sell yourself on the reason why you should eat this or why you shouldn't eat that. And I don't have the same struggles as you guys because I've been doing this for so long. I don't even know what like normal eating would be like. And also for the fact that I control my own ecosystem. I've created a life here where I work when I want. I show up when I want. I leave when I want. I train when I want to train. I eat when I want to eat. Nobody can put pressure on me or dictate anything that I'm doing. I can go to meetings. I can turn down meetings. I don't have to travel for work if I don't want to. I don't have to go anywhere and do anything. Nobody can tell me shit. And I'm not saying that to brag. That's what comes with waking up at 3:50 every single day for the past 10 years. That's the kind of the prize you get. So I'm going to share with you guys the five things I would tell myself or anybody looking to really make a change. And I don't just mean in terms of eating. I mean physical training too. A lot of people struggle with making it to the gym and they sell themselves on this horseshit reason why they don't have time. And it's complete bullshit. I'm happy to audit anybody's day, but this will be part of that as well. So if you guys struggle with the eating part of it or the getting to the gym part of it or both of it, I want you to hear this and really take these five tips home. And the same note, before I dig into these, I think you guys have to be patient. You really do with results and with change and with habits and with transformation because it does take time. And it's just like running a business. It's like I'm not trying to win, you know, this business just for the next year or 2 years or 3 years. I would do things way differently if I was just trying to win for 1 or 2 years. I'm trying to win for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And that's kind of what every decision I make, we predicate it off that. We literally put in the time for things that are going to pay off 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. And that takes a certain level of patience. The same thing with you guys in transformation. You're not going to do a quick fix, one hitter, something just to get really fast results in 5 minutes. You want results that are going to last for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years. You want to create a lifestyle of change. And so by taking things slow and being patient, I think you guys will be much more successful. So the first thing I wrote today to our athlete, I said, hey, here's the five tips. You know, take these 1 through 5, wash, rinse, repeat, do them every single day, and you're going to be successful. But don't get discouraged and don't beat yourself up if you fuck up a couple times. So the first thing, be mindful. I think anytime you guys are trying to transform or change, kick addiction, kick habits, make sustainable change in your life, you have to be mindful. It's the first step. Even if you go to a drive-through 5 or 6 days a week, and the next week you're like, you know what, I'm not going to do it, but you still find yourself in that drive-through, be mindful before you order. If you're normally, you know, ordering 5 burgers and 5 fries and a chocolate shake, just be mindful of and ask yourself, is this going to bring me closer to my goal or further away? And even if you still make the same decision, you thought about it before. So maybe the next time you guys pull up, you only order 4 burgers and 4 fries, and maybe you skip the shake. It's the small daily changes that are going to make a huge difference. And for you guys who aren't doing shit right now, anything is better than doing nothing. For you guys who are already in the mix of it, making progress, you're going to have to level it up a little bit and really be thoughtful about the decisions you're making in terms of how you eat and how you drink and how you train and how you sleep. But the first step to any transformation and change, you guys, is just being mindful. When you're about to do the habit or pattern that is dragging you down and pulling you further away from your goals, you have to be mindful of the decision when you make it. And you have to, at some point, make the switch to sell yourself on why you should or you shouldn't do something, why you should grab this and not grab that, why you should train and you shouldn't skip training. Whatever you guys have to tell yourself or do, the first key is be mindful. Write it down, stick it somewhere, and live by it. And then over time, you're going to create a habit and a ritual, and it's just going to become what you do. You'll just become a quote-unquote fitness person, as I like to call it. The second step, you guys have to plan and prep. You have to plan and prep some things. And I don't mean just, you know, cooking bulks of food like on Sundays and Wednesdays. If that works for you, awesome. Like a lot of you guys with food prep crush it. You have extra meals laying around, extra snacks. You have Tupperware stuff you can grab and go in a pinch so you don't find yourself starving and hangry in the drive-thru, if you will. But what I mean by plan and prep is that you guys, the night before, you have to think about what you're going to eat the next day. What time you're going to train the next day, how many meals you're going to eat, what those meals will maybe look like. If you're going to go to a restaurant, you really have to, I don't know, look at the menu the night before. Everything's on the internet nowadays, so you can plan, okay, I'm going to eat this. They have fish, they have steak, they have chicken, whatever it is. I don't need to order nachos. I don't eat the bread at the table, whatever it may be. It's you guys planning and preparing for the next day. If you know your next day is busy and you have to work 12 hours straight, when are you going to work out? Are you going to wake up 30 minutes earlier? Are you going to train at lunchtime? Are you going to train at the end of the night? Whenever you guys are going to be the most successful, do that. If you only have 14 minutes free, plan those 14 minutes to train. But again, every day before I go to sleep, I literally kind of map out my day mentally and I write it down. If you guys ever come to my office here and visit the gym, if you're ever in Scottsdale, please come by, rip it with us. I'm happy to have you. I have post-its everywhere. I have Word documents everywhere. I have reminders on my phone of what I'm going to do the day before. Big rocks, little rocks, what I have to get done, and then in terms of what I want to get done. And again, I typically know if I'm going to eat 1 or 2 meals the next day, and I typically know what those 1 or 2 meals are going to be. I typically know when I'm going to train. Even if things go crazy and my day gets backed up with phone calls or meetings or I have to put out 6 fires, I still have an idea of what's going on, and I've mapped out and I've blocked off some time to do things, and I make it non-negotiable. It's not, oh, I should train today or I should eat right. No, fuck that. It's I must train right. I must eat good today. I must do the things that are going to bring me closer to my goals, not pull me further away. I typically plan and prepare for almost every situation and scenario, and that's helped me be successful over the years. And I think I can do the same for you guys. The third thing, you guys have to put yourself in a position to be successful. You have to know who you are. You have to have self-awareness on what kind of person you are. You know if you can eat, you know, peanut butter, just a tablespoon or two, or if you eat the whole jar like me. That's why we don't buy, like, you know, Justin's almond butter and bring it home, because I will crush the entire thing in probably one sitting. If it makes it 24 hours at our house, that's a miracle. Now, I have gotten better as I've gotten older, but we still don't do that because my wife and I will literally just go to town on it, and we're not successful that way. So we buy the individual packets because that's the way we kind of ration ourselves out. And that way, if we have to eat more than that, we have to open up 10 different packets, and then we have to stare at them and be like, wow, we're complete losers. We have no self-control. So typically we buy like any of our cheat or treat stuff or things that we know we want to overeat on, we buy them in single serving portions. That's the way that we can control ourselves. I don't buy full bags of chips. I don't have, you know, Girl Scout cookies. When them little criminals come to my house and knock on the door, I just throw them 10 bucks. And they're like, what kind of cookies you want? And I'm like, I don't want any fucking cookies. Y'all can go down the street and give them to the next guy. Well, why not? I'm like, because I'll eat the whole box tonight. And that's not going to help me. So literally, I'm doing things that are going to put me in a position to be successful. Just like my wife. Like, I'm happy. Like, we live in Old Town Scottsdale. It's a great place. It's super warm. It's super fun right now. Like every day is 70 degrees and sunny. We ride our bikes all over the place. There's so many awesome bars and restaurants and places to kind of stop. And we do that. And I'm the kind of person who can just show up and have like water. or maybe worst case scenario, like a diet soda or a coffee or something, where she'll want to indulge in drinks, where I don't really need to do that. And so if we know that, there's certain days where we just say, you know what, maybe we're going to go forever. We're not going to stop somewhere because you're trying to not have two or three drinks today. And that's going to put her in a position to where she feels like she needs to or she wants to. And I get it. It's fun. But what we tried to do is literally put ourselves in spots where we're not going to sabotage ourselves. And you guys have to do the same. If you know you struggle with going to happy hour with people, then don't go to so many happy hours. And again, if you guys truly want results and you truly want to see your body change and transform, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to give up a happy hour or a lunch or a dinner or a breakfast or a brunch or something like that. You can't always do what everybody else is doing because they're not doing what you're doing in private. So how can you do things in private with, you know, riding an assault bike and pushing a sled and lunging and squatting and doing push-ups and then do all the same things these other people are doing in public who do not have the same goals as you? It just doesn't work. You have to, you know, like anything, you want to be rich? Do what rich people do. You want to be fit? Do what fit people do. You want to be healthy? Do what healthy people do. Sometimes just modeling healthy, fit, happy, rich, successful people's behavior makes you fit, healthy, happy, rich, and successful as well. I know that seems overly simplistic, but I found it to be true time after time. And outside of that, you guys, the fourth tip, you have to make it more important than almost anything else. You have to put a premium on your health. And not just how you look, because I don't think for many of you that's ever going to get you there, because we really don't give a shit. I mean, we care what we look like. Some people are really, really vanity driven, but more often than not, that dies out. And we all have a certain fat ceiling and a certain body type that we're okay with, even though if it's not perfect or it's not ideal. What I'm saying is you have to make your health almost more important than anything else. And if you really break it down, what's more important than that? If you have an answer for me, DM me, email me, send it in, I'll ask you, what is more important than you being healthy? Than feeling good, than moving good, than looking good, than having self-confidence, than feeling like a powerful, badass version of you? What is more important than that? And the hard part is the choices you're making, they elicit a positive feeling and response. And so what I mean is, if I go and eat like six of the best donuts in the world, shout out to Blado's Bakery. Anybody who knows what Blado's is, shoot me a DM. If I go to Blado's and get six like legit, like the maple long johns, the chocolate cake, like the real shit that I love, and I crush them, I feel high. It's like, it's so addicting. Like I forget, you, when you eat like real, you don't have a real sugar a lot because we never have shit like that at our house. When I really have it, the first two bites, I'm like, I go to my wife, I go, I get it, man. Like I get it. I get why people love this shit and they're addicted to it because it's like crack. It's like, you just want to eat more and more and more. Even my stomach hurts and it's so full, I still want to eat it if it's there. So like that gives me a positive feeling and response up front. Just like you guys who like booze, you go have 2-3 glasses of wine or like 4 or 5 beers, you're rolling, you feel good, you're loose, you got a buzz going, it's like a high, right? The problem is that awesome feeling up front compounds into shitty feelings on the back end a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, a year later, 5 years later, because slowly you gain 2 pounds or 3 pounds or 4 pounds and you get a little bit less healthy over time. That's the tough part. That's why it has to matter to you on a level that's far beyond just the initial taste of cookies or pizza or chips or wine and beer. Now, I'm not saying you can't have those things, but again, it comes down to sacrifice. If you really want to be ripped up and have abs, you probably can't eat that shit every single day. If you really want to be healthy, you know, and have like, you know, healthy hair, healthy skin, healthy nails, you want to be lean, your body fat's a certain percentage, there's a certain time and place for those things. There's a certain give and take. And so it's up to you guys understanding that, A, me moving better, looking better, and feeling better is much more important than just the shit I'm going to eat and drink. And in order for me to get from A to B, from where I want to go, I can't do the same things at this happy hour every single time. I can't do the same things at every single dinner we go to. I can't always have dessert. I can't always pack this in for breakfast or whatever the thing is that's holding you guys back. So I think, A, you have to really understand what you're trying to do, how you're going to get there, and understand there's a certain amount of sacrifice and things you're going to have to kind of punt along the way in order to really attain all the stuff you guys want to get. And then the fifth thing, put steps 1 through 4 into play daily, wash, rinse, repeat, and just fucking do it. I know that seems really, really simple and basic, but again, you guys, if you are A, mindful of everything you're doing, 2, you plan and prep it the night before or the day of or the week of or the month of, especially if it's vacations and trips and holidays and all those things. 3, if you put yourself in a position to be successful, avoiding the things that are going to tear you down, whether that be overeating at your house, different events and things you have to go to, and four, making it more important than almost anything else, because I don't know if you listed the five most important things in your life, if anything was more important than your health. If you do steps one through four and you wash, rinse, and repeat that shit every fucking day, you guys are going to be successful as hell, not just in fitness, but in anything you do in life. And I believe that you can reverse engineer anything that you're already good at, and you look at that and like, wow, I actually already do those four steps at my job as a doctor, at my job as an accountant, at my job as a nurse, whatever it may be. I promise you, you're already doing some version of these four things, and you're doing them consistently over time. Because anybody can be fit for a day. Anybody can be fit for a month. Anybody can be fit for a year, really. Can you do it for 5 years? Can you do it for 10 years? Can you do it for 15 years when life is tough and things are not going the way that you guys want them to go exactly? So again, it's just my quick rant, you guys, on wash, rinse, repeat. I think if you did this with, you know, your physical fitness, if you guys find it hard, you know, to make it to the gym consistently, if you find it hard to eat right consistently, if you find it hard to budget money consistently, whatever it is, if you take these four or five steps, if you will, and you do them over time, you guys are going to be successful. And again, I do feel for you guys. I know it's tough. I know it's a struggle. It's a battle you have to win every single day, 24/7, 365, and there's really no days off from it. And we're surrounded by, you know, amazing food and amazing drink and all the social things that people bombard us with. But just know, if there's certain things you want to get out of life, it takes a certain amount of sacrifice. You know, a lot of you guys have college degrees and you had to put a certain amount of work into it. You couldn't just sit and drink beer and lay on your ass every single day. You had to go to class a little bit. You had to study a little bit. You had to pass the test. You had to follow a certain curriculum for a certain amount of time, and boom, you got the degree. This is the same thing. The only difference is this is until you're dead. You can't just do it for 4 or 5 years and get lucky. You really have to do it, and you have to put in the work. So again, follow these four steps. One more time. Number one, be mindful. Two, plan and prep. Three, put yourself in a situation to be successful. Four, make it more important than almost anything else in your life. And number five, repeat steps one through four. Wash, rinse, repeat this shit every day and just fucking do it, man. You just have to do it. At the end of the day, all it comes down to is you guys just putting in the work. It really does. It's not super sexy. If I had something easier to sell you guys, I for certainly would, but this is what it takes. And I don't, again, I say this all the time, I'm not super talented, but what I am is I'm a hard worker. I don't really know many people who are going to outwork me, and I don't know many people who are going to consistently show up as often as I do and just keep banging it and just keep banging it and banging it and banging it. And then just one day you wake up and like, wow, you know what? My habits have changed. My body has changed. What I'm doing has changed. I'm now a fit person. And it's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in a month. It's going to take you guys some fuck-ups and some stumbles and some falls. But if you just keep being consistent and diligent, understanding that there's no other option, there literally is no other option for you guys than to do this. Because if you don't do it, you won't be fit. You won't be as lean as you want. You won't be as strong as you want. You won't be as powerful as you want. You won't be as healthy as you want. You just won't be. There's no other way to go about it than this. So if you approach from that mindset, if you just write a note to yourself, like, there's no other option. I'm either going to get better today or I'm going to get worse today. So I'm going to look at these five steps and I'm going to see how many of mine get right and how many of I can do. And can I do them every single day? And can I plan and prep my cheats and the treats and things that I want, and just be very mindful of the choices I'm making? We're very mindful of a lot of things we do, but it really baffles me that we go through life mindlessly eating and mindlessly training and thinking that we have the audacity and the gall and, like, you know, this crazy idea that we can just somehow magically be fit and be like the elite level of fitness, be, you know, one of the top 10% of people on the earth or 5% of people on the earth. Are you guys who really want to be super fit, you think you can be 1%ers with never tracking macros, with never being mindful of eating your food and never really mapping out your training and being diligent and planning it every single day? It just takes a certain amount of effort and sacrifice and work. And all of you guys are capable of that. It takes no talent to be fit. It doesn't. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to have the world's greatest genetics. You don't have to have a secret meal plan or a secret fucking magic workout. You just have to be mindful of the food you eat. You have to be active daily, and you have to consistently do it 24/7, 365. And if you guys do that, you'll be successful, not just in your eating and your training, but everything else you do in your life. Take that for what it is, you guys. And if you are on iTunes right now, stop. Do not be a lazy ass. Drop me a 5-star, leave a comment. If this podcast has provided any value for you guys whatsoever, please share it with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandma, your Uncle Ricky, your Aunt Judy, whoever you think it can help. Selfishly, it does help us a lot. And I love seeing your guys' comments on the podcast. And again, if you have Instagram or Facebook, please share it there. Tag me in. I'm happy to reshare it. I truly do appreciate it. And if there's anything else you guys want to hear in the podcast specifically, I'm happy to touch on it and talk about it if I can speak on it with any intelligence whatsoever. I think next week we're going to have, who do we got on the list? I think Felicia Romero is going to come on the list, and Felicia is a gangster. You guys are going to love her. She's going to share a lot of insights about hormones, healthy eating, her journey, you know, from being on stage to being a fitness pro to kind of living the healthy, fit lifestyle. So I think you guys will get a lot out of that. And I got a bunch of other awesome friends of mine coming down the pipe as well. So enjoy this, you guys. Remember, wash, rinse, repeat. Do it consistently over time with anything you want to regret it in your life. Be willing to put in the work, be willing to sacrifice, and be patient as fuck about it. And I promise you guys, it will pay off. So until next time, you guys, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please just keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because you guys know your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.